It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us today. And in the studio, we've got Mark Capshandy and Danny Ponder. We are going to talk about the North Arkansas Youth Center, which is our Community Cares recipient for the month of June. And we are very, very proud to be trying to help them and raise awareness as to what they do and how they got started. And that's kind of why Mr. Ponder is here, because you were pretty instrumental in getting this off the ground. You and Rex Bayless, Marshall Berg, you guys kind of came together and said, we need to do something with the old former Cotter School. And that's kind of how this got started. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I'm having to go back in my archives here, mm-hmm. which is fun to do because you like to visit good memories. Mm-hmm. It was an exciting time. And just to sort of synopsize, probably around 1992, we were going to church at Eastside Baptist with Marshall Berg, and I shared with him what was on my mind. I felt a strong urging. I say this is a God thing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we needed to reach out to some of the smaller communities that had some youth that were at risk, like youth across America, of course. But we couldn't reach all of them across America, but there was a certain starfish that came to my mind, and it was Cotter, the Cotter area, the Cotter-Gasville area, mm-hmm. even into Marion County, if necessary. So we decided to hold a youth rally at the Cotter Gym in late 1992 just to see, you know, kind of test the water, see what it was like, what the youth situation was like. And we came out of that thinking there is a need here to have some safe, wholesome place for kids to come together, get them off the streets, out of their boredom of their lives, which so many of them were getting into mischief that way.
Yes.
So that led to an interest meeting that we held at the old Brass Door Cafe, mm-hmm. back in 1992. And we invited the community to come in if they had an interest in exploring what to do. We see the need. Where can we go with this? That led to looking at the old Cotter Gym, which was in disrepair, severe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. crumbling.
It was crumbling. The bats, it was a bat cave, really.
Oh, no.
And it had just taken over, especially the attic. There were more than bats in the belfry, but
they were tough to get rid of, too.
Oh, my goodness. Tons of the whole building was in great need. It was overwhelming, but thanks to the efforts of some great, gifted, big-hearted guys and ladies, too. Marshall Berg and Elvin Hudson were two of the spearheaders of the construction part of that. And, of course, the board came together, and we don't want to miss anyone's name, so I won't mention all the board members.
Right.
But they were so supportive. And the community, even Mountain Home, I mean, the lumber companies, all the supplies that we needed were practically donated, and the labor was donated. We had to buy something, so we had some donations come in. But it was an act of love and generosity that just has made a huge difference in the community.
It has.
So in 1993, construction began, mm-hmm. and it was a wild, wild place to be. It was just like Santa's workshop, just busy, 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 and people were excited, and amazing transformation happened. And then in 1995, I believe March, we had the grand opening where the Governor Huckabee,
yes.
came for the dedication.
Yeah, how exciting was that?
It was just magnificent. Mm-hmm. And we just, from there, it's just gone great. And thanks to the leadership of Mark that has stepped up to the plate, and so many others Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's been great.
And you have had, you've been really touched by a lot of people, mm-hmm. including the alumni plaques that you sold to help fund mm-hmm. the building. Those were made by Doug Collins in Gainesville, Missouri, yes. I believe. And that's just amazing. This is the same guy who was working with the Department of the Army, making the white tombstone crosses for military mm-hmm. graveyards.
Yes, yes.
How awesome yes, to have this guy on board.
And Fran Smith from Gasfield yep. just made dozens and dozens of trips up there. And just she was spearheading that effort there. And it was amazing to see how that wall just filled up. And then, of course, the alumni reunion every year. Mm. They sell even more and make a generous donation, too.
And that was another thing we really wanted to hit on was the Cotter alumni, because without them, they really help continue the progress moving forward. Right, Mark?
Yes, that's correct, Kim. And thanks again for asking us to do this today. We really appreciate KTLO for that. The Cotter alumni has been very instrumental throughout the years in this. Many of them were directors and board members of the Youth Center Board from the day one. And they all had a hand in it, and they actually still do have a hand in it. So we appreciate them so much. Fran Smith and her crew, Roger Smith, they all do a wonderful job, and we see them regularly. So we appreciate them as well.
And I know that the community appreciates a safe place for the kids to go. Mm-hmm. It continues to be a really great gathering point for youth. Mm-hmm. It's also a great venue for weddings, parties, celebrations. You can rent it out.
Yes, that's correct.
We need people out there to know that this is a great venue for events like that, special events. But you're also looking at new projects as well, right, Mark?
Yes. In addition to our everyday activities during school, mm-hmm. and let me just mention that our hours are 3 to 6 during school days. The Cotter school bus drops the kids off there at 3 o'clock. We have a director on duty and some very well-trained folks that are there while the kids are there. We've just installed a series of cameras throughout the building, which is
security
good
is
for security. So
very important.
Getting back to the other projects, we're always looking for different fundraising projects since we operate on donations and fundraising.
Mm-hmm. One of our
considerations is the tennis court, which is next to the gym.
Right.
And it's been in disarray for many years. And so it is part of the youth center. And it's our wish, and I think everybody on the board will agree, that would be a great project to undertake and to do some fundraising for in the future, because I think there's a great playground / tennis court or basketball court there that we feel like it'll be used, and we think that's a good cause.
So that would be wonderful.
Yes, and so we're trying to get the word out for that, and we have various different fundraisers throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we've been holding movie nights for the kids
right.
on Friday night. Which
I hear
is
that's been a big hit.
It is. It's really a cool thing because we have a stage. And we have a large projector that fills up the back wall of the stage with the curtain effect. And then we have a big sound system. So it's like being at the movies. It's really
nice.
A neat effect.
I'm going to have to come out there for that.
It's a lot
that
of fun.
Sounds like a lot of
it
fun.
Is.
So do you have any fundraisers on the horizon that you would like to talk about? Or?
On the horizon, we're going to be looking at the tennis court.
Okay.
Right now, we're talking with people around the community to see about the cost of paving it,
mm-hmm.
getting it resurfaced and back up and going. We've been talking with the folks around the city of Cotter, and there seems to be a lot of interest there. We haven't made a definite decision yet, but we're in the process of discussing it now.
Good. And you let us know when that comes up, because we'll definitely want to highlight that.
Appreciate that.
We talked right before we went on air. Danny and I were talking about kids and kind of, you know, idle hands or the devil's tools. And so these type of venues are very, very important for our youth. We don't have a Boys or Girls Club. We don't have a YMCA, especially in these smaller rural communities, Bull Shoals, Lakeview, Cotter, Gasville. That's why this is so incredibly important to give kids a safe place to go. Always a safe place to go. Anything else we want to say before we wrap up, Mark?
I wanted to mention that I mentioned that the center was open during the school year. We also have summer hours. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the week from 11:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., our director, Ms. Lillette Moratini, she does a fantastic job. She will be there for the kiddos. We are putting together some programs for the, some summer programs, and we look forward to, you know, continuing that as we can. And just want to let everybody know we really appreciate all the support that's out there. We have some wonderful sponsors who help make us continue to stay afloat. Cotter City Council, the mayor, Mayor Matt Carradine, the Gasville City Council, and the Mayor Brame, we appreciate them very much. And there's a whole list of sponsors out there that I could name, but I'd leave one out.
You so, would, and somebody would be upset.
And once again, we appreciate KTLO as well.
No problem. Mark Capshandy, Danny Ponder, I thank you, thank you, Danny, for your vision. Mark, for continuing to make sure that that vision remains a good vision. And to any folks out there, if they want to make a donation, who do they contact?
They can contact me at 870-405-1330.
Excellent. Both of you, thank you so much for doing the work you do.
One other thing.
Sure.
I want to mention the fact that we do have a Facebook page.
Good point.
And go to North Arkansas Youth Center on Facebook. If you do a search, you'll find us.
I would also like to say that if anyone in those surrounding areas that Kim has mentioned has some sort of a little twinge in their inner self that they say, I would love to see that happen in my community, we can give you some ways to avoid some problems and some encouragement on how to do something like this in your community. It doesn't have to be an old abandoned gym in your community. It can just be a building that maybe has just been abandoned and that has got potential. And you'd be surprised, you know, what can happen.
So really good point, because we need guidance from the folks who've already been there, who've walked through the fire, as it were, because they can help us avoid some of those pitfalls and maybe give us some good ideas moving forward.
And I failed to give credit where credit was due with then Mayor Jennings and the Cotter City Council. We had many, many visits with them to try to work out a plan how to transfer the ownership or the managership of the building to us, so they could still hold ownership, but they would let us use it and renovate it without any restrictions. So it was amazing. So things like that we can help you with.
Well, that is great. I thank you so much for your wisdom and knowledge, and again, for everything you guys have done for the community. That will wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Y'all be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.